95 The Roar.
You in?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out on the promenade, and the gambling commission's hanging on by the skin of its teeth. Well, now everything dies, baby, that's a fact.
I know I'm not the smartest guy in the world, but I couldn't figure out condo tails and how this works or even come with this concept. That's where Leighton Cubbage and Steve Mudge and Taj Boyd and those guys came up with this idea. I love this condo tails that you can rent these out at Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Look at this website right now. And look at that pool. That's a beautiful pool. Got the little football field beside it. Got the outdoor patio stuff. And this is going to be a great game day deal, man, looking at it. Somebody asked, what's a condo tail? It's a traditional condo ownership and modified hotel amenities. When the condos are sold to investors, they can use those as vacation homes. Or if you're not using them during this point in time, you can rent those out short term like a hotel, and you get money back as a result. So you're going to love it. It's our great friends over at Lakeside Lodge and LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Get in touch with those great folks and learn much more about that. I have a live cam on here. I need to check out the live cam and see what it looks like, the groundbreaking stuff. I need to go by there. Oh, man, goodness gracious. They're already on the fourth floor now. Good stuff. Live cam. Check it out and see what you're that beautiful. Look at the sunset over there on the live cam. That could be your home at Lakeside Lodge, Clemson.com. Jinx Eat Realty Hunting and Fish Report coming up here in a second. Let's go out to Los Angeles, California, where Adam checks in at 5:05 West Coast Pacific time. Hey, good morning, Adam. How you doing this morning?
What's up, man? How you doing? Pretty good.
Good.
So I was listening to that caller, and then, you know, the whole like SEC thing, the conference, and like there's a spoiler alert, like the SEC conference isn't what it used to be. I mean, I think people still think they're holding on to those days of like Spurrier at Florida through Les Miles at LSU. Then, it officially ended, I think, when Clemson beat LSU in that bowl in 2012-2013. But like what you were saying with Georgia playing Alabama, they didn't score in the second half, and Clemson killed Alabama.
Yeah.
And
how about this stat, Adam? How about this stat? Clemson scored more points against Alabama than LSU scored against Alabama the last 5 years.
I mean, that's crazy. Yeah. I mean, it's good. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
Hey, but remember, Adam, they got big bands, and they've got those fake blanche baton twirlers they put in the front row, and they got a bunch of tubas, and they got great-looking helmets and big stadiums. So it's still the SEC, man. It just means more.
Yeah, but I mean, it's what's realistic, what's in reality, you know?
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you this. Are you
the only thing going in the SEC is just Alabama.
Yeah. That's right.
And that's it. And exactly, you know, right. That's looks like that's coming to an end. So,
hey, do you live you live in LA?
Los Angeles, yes.
How about that, man? So, are you from here originally or how?
Yeah, I'm from back that way originally.
Okay. How long you been in LA?
Since 2009.
Gotcha, man. And you listen to our shows online. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I still listen all the time. I mean, you can get like any ESPN radio, old radio station, but I listen to yours. Like I remember you from back in the day.
How about that,
so,
man?
Yeah, it's just good stuff, man.
Awesome. 5 o'clock on your time, getting up and listening to us. I think that's great, man. Love to hear from you more often. Call anytime, man. We'd always love to hear from your perspective out west.
Yes, sir, man. Thank you.
Hey, Adam, let me ask you this. You still there?
Yes.
What are the, because L.A.'s a little bit different. It's a little bit laid back. Are the L.A. people, are they Rams? Is the Rams a big deal? Is the Super Bowl a big deal? Is it a growing thing? What's
going on? It's like the New York Giants and the New York Jets. Like the Jets borrow the stadium, you know, at the play, you know. It's like that kind of deal. Like the Chargers are like the scrub team or whatever. And, you know, LA, everybody's up behind the Rams. It's a big deal. Yeah. It's really done a lot for the city. Bringing them back and being as good as they are, and like kudos to Sean McVay, you know. Yeah.
And I saw LeBron came back and just missed the 17 games, had him almost a triple-double last night. It's good stuff, man.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Hey, man, I'd love to hear from you more often. Thanks for getting up early and listening to us, and you made my day today, talking from L.A. Great
all
stuff.
Right, cool, man. Thank you.
All right, buddy. 5:08 a.m.
Man, that's dedication right there.
I love that guy. Well, L.A., let's get Charlie Pellett, my good friend Charlie Pellett from Jinx Inc. Realty, Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fishing Report this morning. Good morning, Charlie Pellett. How you doing, friend?
Man, I'm doing great. So that's Lower Anderson County. Is
that where you're from? No. I think that's Los Angeles, California. Is that Lower Anderson County?
I
think that's the case. So we'll have to see there. Hey, before we get into, I want to talk about some fishing because I know you're a big fisherman over there. Did I hear right from you? Did we have a Ducks Unlimited thing or something, or some sort of deer hunting QDMA? Did we have something in Greenville the last couple of days or something?
Yeah, we had a Greenville chapter of Ducks Unlimited banquet last night. Everybody had a good time. A lot of people came by our little booth and looked at our properties. And I just want to thank everybody over there at Greenville Ducks Unlimited. They did a great job, had a great turnout. Over 200 people were there. It was really fun.
I love it, man. I absolutely love it. All right, let's talk about some pond fishing. My dad, I grew up with my dad going pond fishing all the time, and every once in a while he gets to go in a private pond and crush these brim and crappie, and I hear all great things about some pond fishing.
It's my favorite. There are a few things you can do this time of year. I don't like to fish. It's too cold for me, but a lot of people like to get out there, and it really is a good time to catch largemouth bass. But what you can do to improve your farm pond performance is do a winter drawdown. And we're kind of running out of winter, but you still got a couple of weeks to do it. Basically, what you do, you need a pond that's over an acre and a half and over 8 feet deep at the deepest part. You open up your valves, you draw it down to about 50%. And if you got aquatic vegetation in there, you can, this will help kill those when the frost comes, and being out of water, it'll kill the hydrilla and all the different aquatic plants. Excuse me. And so it does. The second thing it does for you, it puts all the big fish and little fish into a smaller open area, and the big fish will just gorge on your little fish, and that helps you from getting that stunted brim where you're catching that same size all the time and the same size bass. The bass are gorging on those little fish, so it helps your bass population and helps take care of some of the smaller fish. I generally leave mine down anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks, especially if the colder it is, the better. If it starts warming up late February, I'll fill it back up because it'll deplete the oxygen with so many fish and being that low. So you do have to be careful and watch the weather, and if it starts getting warm, fill it back up. The second thing I like to do this time of year is put out brush pile. So you got a little pond and, you know, you're always fishing on the bank. If you put out cedar brush piles, Christmas trees works good. Good old cedar, dead cedar works good because it's a real strong wood. Just take some concrete blocks, a little bit of rope, tie it up and drop those cedar trees in the bottom of your lake. And then that way, instead of just having a bank to fish, you got something out in the center. And the little fish, they get in the limbs, and the big fish like to hang out there. So it helps everybody. It's a easy thing to do, and it really can improve your fishing. You know, places exactly to fish. So, you know, take a kid fishing and go fish your brush piles because they certainly do work.
I love it, man. I love it. And so I know if they have any questions, by the way, I guess you guys can help with some of that stuff because I know what Tyler does. Just manage it. You guys know everything about that.
Yeah, Tyler can help you. I can help you. We'll even come help you fish.
Yeah. Oh, I love you'll help clear that pond out a little bit too. You can't beat that. Hey, Charlie, I was on the website last night. Every Thursday night I go to the website and I see unbelievable properties and see unbelievable listings on this way, and you guys are the best. What do people need to know about what you guys do to afford to be able to fish and to help out the upstate with some great looking properties?
Well, first of all, you need to go to our website and see if there's something that catches your fancy at jirland.com. And you know, if you got something to sell, we're selling it so fast that we can't keep good inventory. All of us are low on the listing side. So if you want to sell your property, it's a great time to do it. We'd be more than happy to handle your property. Or just give us a call at 864-631-2770. got any question about wildlife, ponds, whatever, give us a call. One of us can probably answer. If we can't, we'll look it up for you.
Hey, I got something for you, Charlie.
Yes, sir.
Next week, 70 degrees on Thursday. How about that? 60s and 70s all next week. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When I see it, I believe it.
Yeah, well, that's what they're saying now. I don't know, but I'm telling you, get back out there. I know you're going to love it. Hey, hope you have a great weekend, and look forward to talking to you guys next week.
Will do. You take care.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. That's a good friend, Charlie Pellet, Jinx Inc. Realty. Hey, can you check on that story for me I showed you? See if you can get something for me on that before I get to get with Chuck. Is that a possibility? Is that true?
I think I had a call about it as well.
Yeah. I'll touch on an update here in Clemson after we get to Chuck in Greenville. 654 Roar. Chuck, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
What's going on, Mickey?
Just getting ready for a good weekend, man. You doing okay?
Oh, yeah. I just got off work. Just got my kids dropped off.
Yeah.
At school. Just got back home. Just want to get in. I work with Alabama fans, Carolina fans, and all of them. And it's just so funny. They're like, well, I'm trying to make excuses about everything. Look, just like, the other day, a texter called out Zach. He's like, oops. Just yeah. Own it, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
You got beat. I mean, you got flat out just whipped. I mean, best team you ever had. I think the 2016 was what the best defense I've ever had or something like that. And we put up however many offensive yards in the win against them.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I really got a feeling this torch is about to be passed. I mean, we've got great recruiting classes and, sky's the limit right now, you know?
Yeah, Clemson's sky's the limit for them. And look, I think Alabama's not going anywhere. They're going to be good from now on. And I think they'll see years where LSU's pretty good. And I think see years where I think A&M's coming. I think Georgia's certainly coming. But the fact is that we act like that this conference always is and always has been, always will be so stinking dominant that anybody else that has any idea of playing football against them, you're crazy for even trying it. Look, West Virginia tried it against Tennessee last year, and we saw it happen there. And we see it up and down the road we see a big T on their helmet, or we see a big, gator on the side, or the gator script on the side of the helmet, or whatever. We think, oh man, this is a great team again. This is not. It's not every single year. The SEC is really good, and for the most part, the SEC has been the best conference. But it's not this invincible that there's no way you can even play for it. That just means more, and that all of our conferences go undefeated against your schedules, and you would just be dominated against our schedules. That's just not the best. I mean, it's just not. That's just not how it is. Yeah, no doubt. Chuck,
I appreciate it.
Appreciate the phone call. Have a great weekend. Texas said, are you saying they're not the best? No, I think they're the best, but the idea that we get this all the time now. The Texas called in earlier and went, or texted in earlier saying, hey, the six of our teams, you'd finish six in our league, and all of our teams would go undefeated against your schedule. This is not the case, man. It's just not the case. Guess what? When Southern Cal was great, Southern Cal came to Auburn and punched Auburn in the mouth and beat Oklahoma national championships. And when Ohio State was great and they beat Alabama, and Oklahoma was great and they beat Alabama, these other conferences have great programs too at the top, and some of their bottom teams are bad, and some of the middles. And overall, the SEC is traditionally, year in, year out, the best out there, but not to the point where, they would go undefeated against yours and you wouldn't go undefeated against theirs. That's crazy to think about. It's not even the case. And the whole idea came from this past year when Alabama did not play a very difficult schedule, that John Jacobs tells us that they were mentally exhausted from playing the best every single week. What? What are you talking about playing the best every single week? That wasn't the case. They averaged a 28-point favorite. They were a double-digit favorite in every single game. That's not mentally exhausting. Alabama's that much better than everybody in that league. And they got beat 44-16. So the way I always grew up, to the victor blowing the spoils. Maybe not. Maybe that's not always how it is.
A bit of bad news.
Yeah.
As Clemson has just sent out a safe alert, fire reported at the Snow Family Outdoor Fitness and Wellness Center. That is the barn over there at Y Beach. If you're in the area, try to avoid that area coming into campus and give the fire crews and police officers a nice wide berth as they try to handle that and salvage that building. But evidently it is quite intense over there right now, so that sucks.
Yeah. Have you ever been in the building? I've never been in the building.
Yeah, they have. We used to go and rent kayaks out of there, and you can go and kayak Hartwell as a student for free. And there's camping gear, kayaks, canoes, all kinds of stuff in there. I mean, just a ton of stuff in there. And I don't know how it happened. We don't know what the deal is, but
my buddy who just drove by said the largest fire he's ever seen. And he said there's like 20 fire trucks there with a big, huge mushroom cloud. And he said it's burning so hot right now, not even sure they can get anything close to it. So just awful, awful times there. Hopefully everybody's safe. You know, that stuff can be rebuilt and the equipment can be repurchased, but I hope everybody's safe.
Sure, sure.
No doubt about that. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Urban Nirvana and UrbanNirvana.com. I told you this, Mr. War 24. Last Sunday, my wife and one of her best friends went over to Urban Nirvana, and my wife got a 90-minute prenatal massage. Now, how about that? So she came home, and everything was great. And she came home, and it looked like I was a hero once again. Because I bought her a gift certificate over there. And guys, this is, I can't tell you how simple this is. It makes it as simple as can be. It's Urban Nirvana, UrbanNirvana.com. When you see the our friends at Urban Nirvana, you're going to see this website that's got this green tab on the side. You click on it. You can surprise her by printing it out yourself and giving it to her over a nice romantic Valentine's Day dinner. Or you can just email it to her. And you can email it to her on the day you want to email it to her. And she's going to love all that stuff. And so I got to tell you, man, being pregnant isn't easy, I'm sure, but it makes it easier when you have Urban Nirvana and our great friends at Urban Nirvana, a little prenatal massage. Get in touch with them today. Locations in Charleston, in Greenville, and in Columbia with the best when it comes to those massage packages. I don't even know what package you want or need, but boy, she's going to love that. Two quick points. I just watched Brooks Koepka. They had a big, huge rock by his ball out in the desert. He's in Abu Dhabi or Dubai over there somewhere. And a bunch of people just moved a big rock from him like they did Tiger a few years ago. And secondly, have you seen the second picture that was sent to us? That's scary, seeing that.
That looks like Vesuvius erupting.
It does. That's awful. Hopefully everybody's okay. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. Open phone on segment. I want to get to a couple of things. We're going to do our biggie game of the week. I want to get your thoughts on the 16th hole at Phoenix and see if you like all that noise and all that stuff going on there. And then finally, I have a thought about Bryce Harper, Manny Machado. With your phone calls, your texts, your tweets, we'll get some Twitter stuff right after this.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Commemorate the Tigers' historical football season with Tiger Times National Championship Magazine entitled A Run of Dominance. You don't want to miss out on this collector's edition with the superb quality you've come to know and trust for 17 years. Order your piece of history at tigertime.net or pick up your copy at Walmart, Walgreens, Philo, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, and Clemson Apparel Shops. Use coupon code TIGERTIME to receive a special discount on tigertime.net when you purchase the combo pack of the 2019 National Championship and 2018 Season Fall Edition. Go Tigers!
Cycle Bar is an extremely upbeat and fun way to work out. Cycle Bar is a spinning class, but so much more. Great environment for beginner to advanced riders. Cycle Bar is Greenville's only premier indoor cycling facility, featuring state-of-the-art amenities and a cycle theater with stat system, music videos, and dynamic lighting. Ask about their special themed rides, private parties, and group rides available. Reserve your space today at greenville.cyclebar.com.
I'd love to hear more. Do you have a card?
This is it. This is when you can either let something happen or make it happen with your professional custom card from Vistaprint. Right now, you can get 500 business cards personalized the way you want them, starting at just $9.99. You pick the look, the style, and the statement you want to make in the moment. Now is the time to make something happen for your business. So, own the now with 500 custom business cards starting at $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 3232. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3232.
Don't forget, the Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is a perfect location for wedding rehearsals, large groups, office parties, graduation parties, family reunions, and birthday celebrations. The Blue Heron can also take care of your catering needs. Locally owned and operated, the Blue Heron is proud to serve Tiger fans the finest steaks and freshest seafood around. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for menu and more information.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Lawrence takes a shotgun snap, back to throw. Steps up, throws it down the middle, has Ross open. He catches it at the 25, going to race into the end zone, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Yeah, I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists want to remind you down in Charleston. Did they just have this Home and Garden Show? I know that in March they've got the Southern Home and Garden Show, the TD Convention Center, coming up every year in March. When you talk about the residential flooring and how your garage can be transformed, easy to clean. That's one of my biggest things is it is so easy to clean these and make it look brand new. And it is, you know, you love pronunciation, Mickey. How about anti-micro, that word, antimicrobial?
I don't know the word you're trying to say.
Antimicrobial. You don't have microbial.
Microbial. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Antimicrobial. And slip, crushed it, slip resistant. It's a great looking, fantastic looking garage floor, multi-compound, polymer, high-performance epoxy base, looks awesome. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call them today, 404-8158, 404-8158, free. Estimate. They're going to measure your garage and show you everything they do there, and it's just going to be just amazing. We are getting all kinds of texts now from people sending us pictures of the smoke.
Got a guy in Anderson County looking over the smoke.
That's out by the Simpson Farms where he's coming in.
Yeah.
And it's a massive cloud. We went outside and looked at it, and we can see it from here. That's 5 or 6 miles from here. You can see the smoke now. In case you're just joining us, the Y Barn over at Y Beach area over at Clemson is on fire. And how about this, Mr. Or 24?
We think it is the barn, right? It's got to be the barn.
I guess it is. Hope everyone's safe. Jersey Jack sent me a text. You want to put this in perspective? He goes, oh my, the Y Barn is burning. Beth and I, his wife Beth, Beth and I had our first date there September the 17th, 1971. 48 years later, still going strong. Man. Puts things in perspective for all that. You were telling me that they had, besides kayaks and all kinds of equipment in there, there's might be like propane maybe?
I'm pretty sure there's propane tanks in there.
For people that want to cook out.
People that do the, you know, the camping and backpacking stuff, and you can rent little portable grills and stuff like that. So if that's the case, that it could be bad.
I hope, again, just hopes and prayers that everyone is safe. Again, we can...
Maybe good luck to the men and women this morning fighting it.
Yeah. Can you imagine being called to that one? You know, just brave men and women going out there and fighting that thing this morning. Thrill Show, he said it's the Outdoor Fitness Center. Not the barn. I don't know. I don't even know what the Outdoor Fitness Center is.
I don't know what that is either.
I don't know what it is. I hadn't spent enough time over there. Obviously, you can look at me and say, I don't know the fitness stuff. But we'll try to get you more information coming out of that over at the Y area, Y Beach area, and a big, big fire over that way. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Boogie is in Columbia, South Carolina. Good morning, Boogie.
Hey, Mickey, I had to call in, man. When you play that music, boy, I get to thinking about Bobby Petrino. I have to call in. And I love that song, and I'm so glad that he got him another job. I know it's going to be okay now. Him and Rick Pitino are working the door down here at Platinum Plus. Now. They're really excelling at their job. So I'm glad old Bobby's finding something to do. But listen, I got some food for thought, man. This is just a thought. I know we can go if and buts and all this here, but just think about this, Mickey. Clemson could possibly be, and I'm saying just possibly be, one onside kick, one special teams touchdown, and Deshaun Watson coming back for his senior year away from winning four national championships in a row.
Yeah.
Now, that is a possibility.
Yeah.
That could have happened. And I was just thinking about how close that was. But I know we could say, well, this or that, because, you know, I was watching that video they had on one of the sites, and it was very good. But at the end of it, I don't know if you've seen it, but they got all these interviews for people, Alabama fans and reporters that called in and just talking about how they never gave Clemson any credit for stopping Alabama. It's just like Alabama got down there and they didn't score. If they score there and they do this and they do that and take 14 points away from Clemson for a pick six, we win the game. I'm like, are you kidding me? I just, when you get beat that bad, there is no excuse for that. What do you think, Mickey?
Yeah, look, I think that the right thing to do whenever you lose a game, if you lose it by a point or if you lose it by 100 points, is the right thing to do is you tip your hat. Even when you win, you give the other team credit. You give the other team, look, their team played hard, prepared hard, great coaches. Coach Ford used to do that all the time. When Coach Ford was here, whenever he won a game, he'd say, if you ever lost a game, he'd say, man, first I want to, you know, congratulate the other guys. They did great. The coaches did great. And it's a good football team. Congratulations to them. We're going to need to get back to work, whatever, whatever. Whenever Coach Ford won a game, he would say, congratulations to the other team. I thought they played well. You know, it's a hard team to prepare for, talented team, blah, blah. And then he goes, and I want to congratulate our assistant coaches for getting this football team ready to play. And so there's a little humility involved in that. But what has happened here, Boogie, I think this is pretty doggone clear, is that they don't lose very often, and when they do, they really don't know how to act. They really don't know how to go about it, and it shows. And you know, good on them, man, that they don't know what to say or how to do this thing. But when you get beat 44-16, like you said, when the other team takes the ball and drives it for the last 10 minutes of the game and plays keep away just to ice the thing, when the other team just keeps shutting you down at the goal line and keeps these high-flying, frisbee-catching dogs with all these touchdowns against you, sometimes you just go, man, the other fella was better. The other fella played better. The other fella had a better team. And I'm going to leave you with this, Boogie.
Yeah.
We should have seen it coming before, because I'm reminded again by a texter that told me this. And I've heard people say it that in the locker rooms after the games in the midway part of the season, that Dabo Swinney told this team time and time again this year, you are the best team in the country. You don't realize it yet. But the rest of the country is going to realize at some point in time that you are the best team in America. Over the summer, Dabo Swinney told people privately that as long as we don't screw it up, this will be the first 15-0 team in college football history. And they didn't screw it up, and they were the best team in the country. And that's okay, man. When Alabama beat Clemson last year, Bama played better. Bama was the better team. You tip your hat and go, hey, man, you're the better team. Not, hey, guess what? You didn't have to play an SEC championship game. You had extra weeks off, whatever. You were the better team. You had a chip on your shoulder, and you beat us. Congratulations.
Yep. And you know what, Mickey? I'm going to leave you with this, too. I got the perfect response to them because I'm still hearing from a lot of those rogue Gamecocks. I don't know who they pull for, Alabama or Carolina yet, but here's my new response to them when they start that, and you can use it if you want to.
All right.
And it is, there is a new sheriff in town, and it goes by the name of Dabo Swing. Hey, y'all have a good one.
Thank you,
buddy. I'll let y'all later.
Appreciate the phone call. We had a hashtag text earlier today, and it said hashtag roll tired. You like it, Mr. Or 24?
I love it.
Roll tired. We'll see. Texture said brief grief cycle illustration. I found this to be helpful. Stages of grief: loss, hurt, to shock, numbness, denial, emotional outburst, anger, fear, searchings, disorganization, panic, guilt, loneliness, isolation, depression. Now you're coming out of it when you go to reentry troubles, new relationships, new strengths, new patterns, hope, affirmation, helping others, finally loss adjustment. They're in that, still in that shock, numbness, denial, emotional outburst, anger, and fear at this point in time. Disorganization and panic at this point in time. Maybe they get on the upside of that slope at some point. Troy is up next. Good morning, Troy. How you doing?
Great, guys. How y'all doing?
Fantastic.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, it's one thing for all these Bama fans, well, Bama Carolina fans, to be making all these excuses and coming up with some kind of crazy math that they really should have won the game 34-30 and this, that, and the other. But there's a guy, and you guys probably heard this, but SEC analyst Cole Kublik, I think is how you pronounce his name,
yeah,
implied that Clemson spent a month preparing for Alabama because they knew they were going to beat Notre Dame, and Alabama only had a week to prepare for Clemson. That's just crazy.
Well, I know this. I know that current Clemson players saw that quote and said, man, that's crazy. You weren't at our practices. We only watched Notre Dame film. We only looked at Notre Dame's schemes. They only looked at their personnel. We only practiced their stuff. And so it's typical. Now, again, the SEC network makes a lot of money, and there's people that get paid to do that. And you got to, you know, when you go to certain cults and you got to keep buying in, and they got to keep asking for your money to keep doing these cultist things, then, yeah, you got to keep going on with that. I don't blame him for trying, but the rest of the intelligent world knows better.
Yeah, and 3 years ago, I've also heard this, that we had the easier road, we had to play Notre Dame, they had to play Oklahoma. 3 years ago when they beat us, and they got to play Michigan State, which everybody knew was just, they were there because they were, you know, they won their conference, and they deserved to be there. Kind of like Notre Dame this year, probably not one of the best four teams, but one of the four deserving teams, kind of.
Right.
Same thing with Michigan State 3 years ago. We had to play Oklahoma that year. I did not hear one Clemson person say, boy, if we would have got to play Michigan State in that first round, we would have beat Alabama. So, I mean, it's just crazy.
Hey, Troy, maybe they had it right last year when they won the national championship. Let Auburn beat the snot out of you in the regular season. That way you don't have to play in the SEC championship game, and that way you still get in, and that way you don't have that mental fatigue from one more game, and you go on to win a national championship. Maybe that's it. Maybe just let Auburn just beat the snot out of you.
Yeah,
seems like the right way to do it.
I didn't hear any Clemson fans making that excuse last year either. But,
right.
You know, it's like you guys are saying, they're not used to losing. They don't know how to act. And as long as they keep running up against Clemson, they might better take a course in it because we ain't going nowhere.
Troy, I appreciate the phone
call, guys.
Thanks an awful lot. Let me get a couple things here, Mr. Or24. Get your biggie ready because I want to know this. But I looked up let's keep going. I had three things before this, but quickly. I looked up the MNU schedule. How about this? There's a stretch. Now, not this next game, but there's a stretch coming up starting, I think, February the 12th. PSG, Chelsea, Liverpool, Crystal Palace, Southampton. I get it. Then PSG, Arsenal, Manchester City.
PSG is the Champions League, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
PSG, Chelsea, Liverpool. And then after a couple of games, PSG, Arsenal, and City.
That's not crazy. A bad little stretch there.
That's crazy. Hey, do you like the 16th hole at Phoenix?
If they're a real team, it's going to be telling over the next couple of weeks. The 16th hole, the one where they cheer the entire time and get crazy? Yes.
Yeah, get crazy, throw it out there. I watched
the video of the girl.
How about that?
It was cool.
Unbelievable.
Was cool. Better bunker player than I am.
No doubt. And a better putter than you as well. I like the 16th hole. I like it for... occasionally. I wouldn't want to see it every single week.
Well, no, but...
I think it's fun. I look forward to it, and players look forward to it. I think that's really
cool. Do the players look forward to it? I'm sure some hate it.
The ones that play well do look forward to it.
I'm sure some absolutely... This is the one that, if I'm not mistaken, they cheer the entire time, right?
Right.
Like, screaming madness.
Right. Finally, in this segment, let me mention this. I mean, that's different from golf, so I like that. Finally, in this segment, let me mention this. There is... all this free agency stuff going on. Do you think there's anything up? We're in the first week of February now. Pitchers and catchers are reporting this month. You think there's anything to it now? Oh, yeah? I went up you over there. Do you think there's anything up to it now that Machado and Harper not only haven't been signed, but now are visiting, like, the lowly Padres?
Yeah.
Let's look at this for a second. Bryce Harper, and I know you're all in love with him, Bryce this and Bryce that. Bryce Harper did not have a very good year, and there are times where Bryce Harper has not looked like the phenom that we might have thought. Let me give you examples of that.
I think that their agents asked for such an astronomical number.
Right.
And the length on the contract's been a problem for teams. They've been just balking at the length and then the number itself. Yeah, we have pitchers and catchers reporting in a little under a month here. You're going to need to figure something out.
But let me throw this out quickly. Bryce Harper, am I going to get the Bryce Harper that had 118 runs in 2015, hit 42 home runs? Am I going to get the Bryce Harper that hit 330 that year and had a 460 on-base percentage and won the MVP? Or am I going to get the Bryce Harper that hit 249 last year? Am I going to get the Bryce Harper that hit 319 in 2017 that had 29 homers? You know, he's only had 100 RBIs once in his career. Now, some of that's National League and some of that's people in front of him. Or am I going to get the Bryce Harper that hit 243 in 2016? Let me remind you of this. In two of the last 3 years, he's hit 249 and 243.
How many homers did he have in those 2 years?
24 and 34.
Listen.
It's not like, you know, 40 bombs or anything.
Listen. That swing in Yankee Stadium.
Maybe.
That's 40 guaranteed.
Maybe. On the other side of it.
I don't know where you put him in the outfield because your outfield is full.
First base. But he's not coming to Yankee Stadium.
Luke Voit, baby. I'm on the Voit train.
He's not coming to Yankee Stadium.
I'd rather him than Machado. I hate Manny Machado.
See, that's my next point.
Machado's hustle thing, that comment, it rubbed me in such the wrong way. I hated that.
Manny Machado is a poo.
He's a poo-poo.
Manny Machado makes up a doo-doo sandwich, as Quark says. He's a doo-doo. I don't want to be involved with Manny Machado.
Poo-poo.
I want to be...
poo-poo.
I want to be very clear about this, all right? I don't want Manny Machado on my game programs. I don't want Manny Machado on my souvenir cups.
I certainly don't want him on my field.
I don't want him on my billboards around mm-hmm. town. Mm-mm. I don't want him on my tickets. Mm-mm. I don't want him on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball. Sunday night, Manny Machado of the New York Yankees face. I don't want that.
Don't want it.
I don't want that. If I wanted to sign up for doo-doo sandwiches, I'd have signed him a long time ago. I don't need a guy acting like a poo head all the time. Oh, you're prima donna. There's enough good guys that you don't have to act like a... All right. You see what I'm saying?
Poo-poo.
Right, like a poo-poo. So listen. No. You okay? You okay?
You poo-poo. Oh, my God. We're children.
Have you ever heard, like... Bill Cosby talking about his kids, and the first kid does a little diaper, like, oh, he did a poo-poo. And then by the time the kid's still in diapers, like, oh my gosh. Anyway, don't sign me up for this too. I can win without you. Can the Padres sign both those guys? That goes to show you just how bad it is when you're down to the lowly stinking Padres. Hey, Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com.
Hey, you see this text real quick before you get into it?
What is it?
Cactus from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah.
Mick just heard the LA guy call in and wanted you and Zach to know you have more West Side listeners. Go Tigers.
I love it, man. Dude, Scottsdale. You think he's going to 16th hole today?
I hope so.
This weekend?
I hope so.
Good job, Cactus. I'd love to be playing golf out there in that weather they've got right now. So good job, man. Appreciate that. Hey, Prime Lending. I get emails from Mark Hawkins now about little things I need to do around my house and the value of my house and keeping everything going. And without these guys, I wouldn't have refinanced the first time, and I wouldn't have remodeled the second time. And I love these guys. I love what they did for me. I love the fact that they sat me down. They looked at my situation. They looked at my income and my wife's income, looked at our credit scores, but they looked at our future incomes and stuff. They looked at what we want to do to our home, and they put it all together in a great plan, a great package, and it worked. It is my wonderful friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. And I did all this, not like my wife did yesterday on the phone with a guy wanting to know her password. Password? My wife said, I don't have a fast word. I did it.
Rip his head off.
I did it. She said, we did it locally. I sat down with Mark. I looked at him. I shook his hand. We shook hands. We sat down at the same table. It wasn't an 800 number, .com company. PrimeLendingSC.com. Final break, final segment of the show. William from Georgia. Final segment of the week right after this.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier, had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Craving some local nightlife fun? Visit Pub Blue Tuesday through Saturday, 4 p.m. to 11 for live music, pool tables, darts, 20 craft beers on draft, and gourmet pub food like fresh ground gourmet burgers, duck wings, and elevated sandwiches. Visit BlueMarbleDeli.com for more information and check them out on the Untappd app for a list of current available beers. Blue Marble Deli and Pub Blue, 864-280-6717, 286 Market Street in Seneca next to Los Amigos. You haven't tasted fresh like this.
Listening has the power to change us, to make us better. And the best place to listen is Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All for just $14.95 and always ad-free. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Hey, friendo. Comprendo. I try to lead. You know me, okay? I try to lead a very, very stress-free life. I'm at the doctor yesterday, right, with Meredith. 2 days ago. Yeah, 2 days ago with Meredith. And they're saying, hey, your baby has a heartbeat. It's pretty calm. He's like 132 or something. He's always been, like, it's okay between 120 and 140. I mean, 120, 160, whatever. So he was like 132 or something. He's on the low end, 127, whatever. He's always on the low end. And the nurse said, you know, maybe he's just a calm baby. And so I'm like, that's the kind of house I want to have in my house. Meredith's laid back. I'm laid back. You've been in the house before, right?
Meredith's laid back. You're laid back. The baby would be laid back. Marley would be humping everything in bed.
And I'll be in the background going, cuss him out. Tell him we don't want it. No. I try to have stress-free.
Yeah.
Now, I got a little stress in my life yesterday with one of the local wireless companies. But for the most part, we're stress-free. When I first opened my company years ago and I first started and I had to take my taxes off, man, like I worried about it and stressed about it. And then I found Donnie Patterson, Patterson's Tax Service. And now I'll do all year long. I print out every single one of my my banking statements every month from my personal and my business account. I keep every single receipt like crazy. I just put it in this one drawer at the house. Keep it in there. I take this folder up to Russell and I don't worry about it. And a day or two later, he calls it back and we got everything taken care of and it's all done. I don't even think about it at all now. It's not a stressor. It's just because I know it's kind of like when Alabama plays as a 28-point favorite. Hey, we got the thing covered. I'm not stressed about it. I've already done everything I need to do. Patterson's Tax Service. Call them 6 days a week right now. They're open on Saturdays. Go by and see them this weekend. 859-8289. 859-8289. Our friend William in Georgia, I hope safe and hoping and no traffic and on a good Friday. Good morning, William. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing?
We couldn't be better, man. We're blessed. We're looking forward to a good weekend. I got some good weather next week coming. Couldn't be better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Outstanding. Look, I'm going to give my opinion on these Alabama crybabies. And, you know, I don't have anything invested, dude. You know who I like, and I don't beat no beans about it. I ain't got nothing invested. But this is my opinion, 44-16, dude. That's all that needs to be said.
Yep.
I don't care if Clemson prepared a month, 6 months, beginning of the year. When you go in there and you be, I mean, when you give somebody a butt whooping like that, ain't nothing else to talk about. It's over with. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm with you, bro. That's it.
But anyway, I got one more thing I want your opinion on, and I'm going to even ask Zach about this. That tells you, you know, I love his opinion, so I'm in a good mood today.
All right.
Last year, and I ain't making no excuses for anybody, but now that everything is said and done, and I want your honest opinion, I know we had our shot, but we were talking about this the other day, me and a buddy of mine. We had our shot, and we blew it, but what was the four best teams in the country last year when they made that call?
It was
that's what I'm saying.
It was Alabama, Clemson, yeah. Georgia, Notre Dame.
There you go. The four.
Well, no, I'm sorry. Oklahoma, Notre Dame. Oklahoma, Notre Dame. Sorry.
So Georgia wasn't in there. In your opinion, Georgia wasn't in there.
No, Georgia had a full season to show us who they were, and they had two losses, and Notre Dame was undefeated, and Alabama had a loss.
I understand all that. I'm saying Oklahoma the two best loss. Football teams. I'm saying the two best football teams is what I'm saying.
Well, Clemson
I ain't
was,
saying record.
Clemson was yeah. one of two best. Here's how I know this, William, okay?
The four. I'm sorry.
All right, here's how I know this. Because every single week, every team has to go out there, and every team has to show you who they are every single week. That's why you play a regular season. And we get to a point in time where if you don't win your conference and you have two losses – and you have 14 or 13 weeks to show us who you are.
Right.
And quite frankly, right. you would call in sometimes and you would say, hey, man, this Missouri game concerns me. We didn't play all that well. You called in sometimes in an LSU game. We got thumped and we didn't like it. And, you know, there are times in that season where you go, I didn't think we all played all that well. And you know what? In the bowl game, I think we saw it. Georgia lost three times. Texas handed the butt to you.
Georgia didn't even show up in that. In that Sugar Bowl. I don't know what happened. There was something, and I ain't making excuses,
right. But
there was definitely something wrong with their play from the week with Alabama and their play with Texas. We agree on that, correct?
Well, but here's the thing. You can't do that because you ran your mouth that you belonged in the college football playoff, and we're going to show the world. And when they interviewed Kirby Smart on the sideline before the game, they said, Kirby, you got a lot of hangover here, whatever. He goes, no, I looked this football team in the eyes, and I could tell they're ready to play. And when they did, they got trucked and boat raced by Texas.
Well, it wasn't truck and boat races, though. It was a one-score game. Now, come on.
Yeah, but
one score game, right?
But anyway, that's because you scored late to do it. The game was never in doubt. At no point in time, it was 28-7 with 10 minutes to go in the game.
Right, we scored 14 points in 10 minutes. I understand.
Right. But and, brother, and by the way, Andy scored with 14 seconds to go, or else it would have been a 2-touchdown game. But Texas was better. Texas had more yards, more points, looked better. Texas is a better team.
Dude, when I seen that quarterback play, I don't know his name, but he looks like a tight end.
Yeah,
I mean, when I seen that big rascal, yeah, I said, we got our hands full with him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyway, have a good day,
Thank you,
brother.
We appreciate the phone call. Look, Texas held you to 284 yards. Texas outrushed you 178-72. Texas had the ball for 10 more minutes. Texas beat you 28-21, but it was 28-7 with 10 minutes to go, and then 28-14 with 15 seconds to go. You scored 14 seconds to go. So the bottom line is, you had your choice. You had your chance. And you went out and you got boat raced after talking trash about Notre Dame and Oklahoma. You blew two fourth quarter leads against Alabama. You got embarrassed in Baton Rouge. That's why you play the game. Hello? You play the game throughout the regular season to show me who the best teams are, not what I think. What I see, what I know, we play the games throughout the whole year to find out who the best teams are. And when you lose twice, you don't win your division, then you go to a bowl game. And you, to be honest with you, Mr. Orr 24, Georgia showed us who they were. Georgia benefited from a weak schedule, and they got to play two good teams in the season, and they got beat. And the team that beat them in the championship game got boat raced by Clemson in the national championship game. Simple as that. Oh, man. I can't wait to stress-free life I'm looking for. Cuss him out! Don't take it, Rumble.
You're not listening, dude.
I'm not done with maybe another part of my business at some point in time. I might do another business. I don't know yet.
Is that right?
But if I do, I guarantee you one thing.
What are you going to do?
We're going to have some great customer support.
What business are you going to do?
I don't know yet, but we're going to have some great customer support.
I want to run a small bar restaurant one day.
No, yeah. You can't make money.
Small.
All right. Like just me and you. Own your own building and you can do it. Quickly. You can't share the story with who it is, but you had a customer service issue and you were talking to someone. Walk me through that again. Now,
yeah, I had a customer service issue and I was upset and they were doing nothing to help me. So I finally said to the representative after I had been transferred 3 or 4 times and I said, listen, this isn't worth my time. I want to cancel my business with you guys. Please tell me how I can do that.
Okay, here's the answer to that. Mm-hmm. Sir, I can't have you do that. I am so sorry.
We need to
find out a way. What can I do to make this better? We apologize for the errors that we made. We need for you to stay with us. You tell me what we can do. I'll tell you what. I'm gonna put my boss on with you, and we're going to get you some discounts, and we're going to make sure you stay with us. I promise you we're going to pledge forward to moving better.
He goes, okay. And then I go to an elevator music, and someone picks up and goes, so you're canceling your business. And I go, are you kidding me? And I hung up the phone. Yeah. I was so mad.
Okay, cool. Hook them. Yeah. I love it, man. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. And I call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my great friend of Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forget someone in sports every single day. Today, I forgive us for not coming up with it. It was a texter that texted in earlier with the hashtag. Hashtag roll tired. Apparently, John Jacobs needs that. Roll tired. That'd be a good t-shirt, wouldn't it? On the heels of Josh Jacobs talking about how mentally grueling it was to be 28-point favorites every single week and to be double-digit favorites and to blow these teams out by an average score of 47-16. It was just mentally too tough, and we were just worn out at the end of the year. I just can't go on. On a high in the world, I just can't go on. We finish things up, buddy, as we always do, with our two-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, I mentioned this to you off air, but I think it's worth mentioning to the people out at home listening from all over the country and all over the world, really, because we are a national brand now. CJ Spiller, on this day in 2006, committed to be a Clemson Tiger February 1st, 2006.
We were on the air live with it.
Were you really?
Yeah.
So great. That must have been pretty exciting.
It was unbelievable, man.
And really turned the tides for Clemson recruiting. And
it turned to what now?
The tides.
Okay.
What do you think I said?
The tide.
Okay.
Not roll tired. It actually turned the tide.
It did. Turned the tide.
Okay. Hmm. All right. Good deal for that. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, just a nice little walk down memory lane for Clemson fans everywhere.
You mentioned that just so you can say turn the tide.
I did what I did. I said what I said.
You said they're going to name it Winter Storm Dabo because of the way it went and destroyed Alabama. EricNewton.com for all of your real estate needs. It is EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. EricNewton.com with all of your real estate needs. Eric sent me some text yesterday. I need to get in touch with him. Follow him on Twitter.